From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, August 9th, Alpha Desk. Five things worth your attention before the market opens. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, BTC Pay restricts remote Lightning access after attackers steal funds. Foundation and Citadel 21 reported drained Lightning nodes, but the total amount stolen and number of affected operators remain unknown. BTC Pay server has temporarily restricted public remote connections to Lightning Network nodes running Lightning Network Daemon (LND) software after attackers exploited a critical vulnerability to obtain credentials and move funds. BTC Pay said the restriction prevents external wallets such as Zeus from connecting through a BTC Pay server domain or Tor Onion address on Docker deployments. Next. Second, from Crypto Briefing, Eliza Labs founder sells $25 million in Eliza OS tokens as project collapses after lawsuit. The collapse of Eliza OS highlights the volatility and risks in crypto investments, underscoring the need for robust legal and financial frameworks. The post Eliza Labs founder sells $25 million in Eliza OS tokens as project collapses after lawsuit appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing, Grayscale's Zach Pandel says Crypto Clarity Act unlikely to pass this year. The Crypto Clarity Act is unlikely to clear Congress this year, Grayscale's Zach Pandel told us. He said the bill's stall keeps the regulatory landscape fuzzy, a drag on new projects and capital. And then, fourth, from Crypto Potato, scammers pose as EU regulators to target crypto users, displaced by MiCA deadline. Scammers impersonating financial regulators and licensed exchanges are targeting crypto holders who are still moving assets 5 weeks after the EU's licensing deadline under the Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, MiCA. This is according to several regulators, including France's Autorité des Marchés Financiers, AMF, the Dutch Authority for the Financial Markets, AFM, and the European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA, which described the pattern to the Financial Times. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing, GMGN overtakes Axiom Exchange in 24-hour revenue as memecoin trading wars heat up. Hey, I wanted to touch base with you about GMGN. It just overtook Axiom Exchange in 24-hour revenue, clocking in at $1.2 million. That's a pretty significant move in the memecoin trading wars. Now, I know some folks might be thinking this is just another flash in the pan, but the real story here is how GMGN is challenging traditional DeFi revenue models. People are making a killing trading these memecoins, and it's forcing exchanges to adapt. The thing is, GMGN isn't even the only one gaining traction. There are a bunch of other memecoins out there that are seeing similar spikes in trading volume. It's like a Wild West out there, and it's hard to keep up. But one thing's for sure, this is a market that's not going away anytime soon. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports GMGN. Link in show notes. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.